Michelle Winner is a founding member and life member of our group, the Professional Association of Lifestyle and Travel Writers. Michelle currently lives in Oregon State, but she was born and raised in the Hawaiian culture, and she spent her youth paddling outrigger canoes, surfing, and dancing hula. She's currently studying the Hawaiian language. Michelle's recently filed a number of stories that concern visitors to the Hawaiian Islands who are displaying inconsiderate behaviour to its local residents, to the native Hawaiian culture, also to the wildlife and to the environment. While tourism has been critical to the 50th state's economy, Michelle wonders whether there might be a need to apply some limit to prevent over-tourism. She speaks to me about the issue and a focus on culture and corporate social responsibility by Fairmont Kialani on the Hawaiian island of Maui. And included in this report is a statement from Alexis Eaton of Fairmont Kialani. Michelle, welcome back.
Aloha kākou, and thank you for having me back, Graham.
A great pleasure to have you there, Michelle. We love your stuff, and you seem to be syndicated widely at the moment with stories about, is Hawaii over-touristed, I guess is the sort of current theme. And are the visitors to Hawaii being respectful, not only to the culture, but to the animals and to other peoples who might happen to live there and are finding it increasingly difficult? Now, it doesn't sound like Hawaii is about to slam the door on its visitors, because like other places around the world, it's had a tough time as somewhere that relies heavily on tourism. It's had a tough time from the COVID lockdowns, etc. How do you see it? What's the current situation, would you say?
Well, of course, it's a two-pronged thing. With COVID, when it started, and the lockdowns, the islands and the people rediscovered how nice it was not to have crowded beaches and crowded roadways, because they were at a standstill and it was just too hard to get to Hawaii. And then even the ecosystem seemed to come back. There were more fish on the reefs. It was just a kind of an idyllic sort of cloud of time. And then people started coming in response to being able to travel. During COVID, they were obviously taking their tests and they were coming. But then they had this, seemed to be an attitude that I had been seeing comments on Facebook and other social media channels, that the type of tourists that came were just, it was sort of a me too or everything for me. They didn't really have any respect for the island or the people there, or the people's feelings. I mean, not realizing that these people had also been underneath the heavy countenance of COVID lockdowns. So it just started this thing rolling. It's a response by the local people and the natives, the native population, the native Hawaiians, to this, why are we focused on, in our tourism model, this old model of more tourists the better? It's just clearly not working, because they were able to see that it's too much, it impacts their daily life, and there's got to be a better way.
Yeah, obviously there are pressures on organizations and governments. And Hawaii, I gather from a conversation I had just the other week with Robert Collias, who's a senior writer at the Maui News. He says, the pineapple, the sugarcane industry has effectively died, and all the land is being considered for redevelopment, maybe some for housing and some for other crops like pineapple, etc. But clearly Hawaii is not ideally located while it might be geographically from the sunshine and everything, to grow things. So it's a long way to travel that food. And you don't consume all the food that you grow there, obviously. So the pressure of not really having a readily accessible secondary market is obviously a problem. And tourism is the answer most people can sort of immediately point to.
Well, because it's true, tourism was heavily promoted since the 1930s, the advent of the steamships. and then throughout the wars as an R&R, rest and relaxation for the troops. It's always been a constant to build it more and fund it more and focus more. And now it's at a tipping point, I believe. I think they do need to stop building hotels, and they do need to control their short-term rentals, and I think they do need to grow more of their own food.
Yeah, well, I think it's obvious that, well, Robert was also telling me about the price of a gallon of milk on Hawaii. Mm-hmm. I think he said it was $6 versus $3 back on the mainland. And he just mentioned some of the costs of actually living there. And he too echoed your sentiment about locals enjoying less crowded or uncrowded beaches and roadways, etc. But this pressure, it's a global problem. Beyond climate change, it's another big global problem that I don't know that there's an easy answer. I hear what you say about build less hotels, but you've already got a hell of a lot of accommodation available, particularly in Honolulu and also in the popular west coast of Maui. You know, it absorbs thousands of people when the aircraft dump them at the airport there. So do you think simply putting a cap on tourism numbers, like the person I'm thinking of who did this is Duterte, the Filipino president. He just shut down the most popular island in the Philippines. So, you know, don't fly people in. Don't have the ferries there waiting for them. Is that an answer for Hawaii, to be honest?
Well, I don't think that because it's part of the United States as the 50th state that's going to be possible.
Yeah, but I guess you mean in terms of free trade between the states, et cetera?
In terms of freedom of movement across borders border, states' borders. It's an American right, if you will.
So as much as carrying a gun.
Let's not go down that road. It's free access for an American. Of course, you could control international tourism, but I'm not sure that's going to be feasible.
We thought we had, and the term in our constitution is free intercourse between states. Now, that doesn't mean we're getting,
Yes, I know what you mean.
So it means free trade, I think. However, during COVID, state governments took on emergency powers, and they are still shutting borders. West Australia is shut to the rest of Australia until February the 3rd. Queensland's only just opened with heavy restrictions. Victoria led the charge in shutting people down. I couldn't go to Sydney to visit my family, etc. So the deal sort of changed. And I wonder now whether the governments, state governments, having these restrictions might change the deal where you are less able to travel.
I still don't think that would happen in the near
Wouldn't work.
Future. I just don't think that would ever fly.
Yeah.
But in any case, we're going back to the problem of tourism and over-tourism. And I think one of the key things that the local people really rebelled at is the bad behavior. And so one of the solutions I know is education. It's educating how to be a guest. And it's so, I don't know if you're having this where you live, but here in Oregon, where I am now, they had to close schools because they said kids were away from school so long, they had no social skills from being in live school and having live interaction, that as soon as they got back from working online in their homes in lockdown, they were fighting. They were just, it was terrible. So I think that it's carried over into the adults or people coming to tourism to Hawaii where they just don't have any skills. So I think people of Hawaii have to teach them how to be a guest.
That's interesting. I don't think we've struck that here. I can understand what you mean. Yeah. We hoped that it all opened up a much kinder, gentler community.
We did. Yes, we did. But it hasn't happened. So far, it hasn't happened, and that's why I think I really like these. As we were speaking earlier before this broadcast, you were talking about corporate social responsibility and how far that goes in their cultural programs in Hawaii.
Sure.
You wanted to talk about the Fairmont Kealani in Maui with their new cultural. They're building a center, cultural center, right?
Yeah. The Fairmont Kealani. Well, you were at the press conference live last week. I couldn't attend it, even though I'd been invited. But I got a recording sent to me by Alexis Eaton, who's their communications manager.
One of the big projects that we have coming up is our Ho'omakahō project, which means a new beginning. This Ho'omakahō project is a multi-million dollar renovation, which will begin in March of 2022. It'll include a complete transformation of our collection of suites and villas in August of 2022, an impressive makeover to our grand entrance and lobby begins. So with that will be the creation of a brand new food and beverage venue, immersive garden, and an interactive cultural center. So again, those of you who are familiar with the property will remember, you know, walking into our grand lobby, you will still have that tremendous experience, but it will be so much more elevated and modernized. When you look out at that view that's very iconic at the top of our staircase and out across what is Luana today, that will be transformed. Part of Luana will raise up our lobby mezzanine, which is currently a meeting space. We've used it for functions and whatnot. That and half of Luana will become this incredible food and beverage venue that will sort of go from transition inside to outside with immersive gardens that lead into the restaurant. And then the other half of Luana will become a cultural center. So one of the things that really marks this renovation for us is our ability to tell our cultural story. This renovation is inspired by the elements of Maui from Aina, Ea, Kai, and Ahi.
So I have listened to it. I saw you on screen. You were looking gorgeous as usual, Michelle, very studiously asking questions, which is great. In the few occasions I've been over to Fairmont Kealani, they do seem to have pretty good corporate social responsibility opportunities there. Mm. Now, these are important, I guess, in the corporate market where they're doing business events and things like that, because the companies that pay to take their staff or their customers to places like the Fairmont expect them to facilitate. It might be just planting trees. Indeed, that's what Fairmont Kealani did facilitate a few weeks ago up on the slopes of Haleakala.
That's great.
I think you could make a $30 donation and have a tree planted, which is great.
Reforestation program in Hawaii, those are actual the endemic species that they're replanting. So
yes, it sounds like it.
No gum trees.
Can you hear my little bird?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the name of this bird? You pronounce it better than me.
That's the Iiwi bird.
The Iiwi bird. Mm-hmm. It's a pink bird or an orange bird with a hooked beak.
It's kind of reddish. Yours
red.
Might be pink.
Okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it's got feathers or wings of great note. Is it a bird that flies or does it just crawl around?
No, it does fly.
Okay.
The really interesting part is, you probably have that also, is that they're, like many, many birds, their beaks are curved to fit the exact plant that they feed on.
I think this might be something that eats sap, is it?
Yeah. This one is, let's see, it doesn't say, honey creeper. It's a honey creeper. You're right. So the plant that it's looking for has a curved tubular shape that fits their downward curving beak.
Okay.
It's pretty exciting. Well, I'm excited.
Obviously, the Fairmont Kealani at Maui is involved with the Maui Forest Bird Recovery Project. And it's just one of the things. I suppose planting trees is part of that whole process. I'm not 100% certain. But it gives people a good feeling. And maybe if they can expand that idea beyond a corporate market to some personal social responsibility among visitors and guests, that would be a good thing.
Well, I think that's the most unique thing that you can do, because if you make a connection to the land and learn more about it, rather than just putting the suntan lotion on and having the Mai Tai, you're gonna enjoy yourself so much more, and a world will open up to you. Like, look, we have a bird in common now.
Yeah. Well, and look, I still remember fondly the time that, as travel writers, we had our annual general meeting or a conference in Hawaii, and we all peeled off in different directions to do things, and we learned a lot about the Hawaiian culture directly from Hawaiians, native Hawaiians, and how important various plants and river systems and sea systems are. It was a real eye-opener for me, and I felt privileged to be able to you know, do things like go to Iolani Palace and places like that. Now, the other interesting thing at Fairmont Kealani, we'll just deal with them because they're the most recent to indicate this. They are building, as part of a refurbishment, they're putting in a cultural centre. Well, they used to have local people come and set up stalls on one or two days a week, and they would sell their wares, mostly handmade items, jewellery and, you know, things that artisans had worked on. So they're going to actually, it sounds like they're going to give them an area in which to do that, but also in which the native stories can be told. And I think that's a great move. Doing is revamping that area of this hotel. This was a hotel built by the Japanese.
In the 80s? Is it as old as that?
Yes, it's the 80s, 90s? Yeah. I mean, there was a whole set of hotels built by Chris Hammeter up in the West Maui. We are here on the south side of West Maui. Mm-hmm. And so there are a number of Japanese-built hotels. This is a classic-looking hotel. It's 30 years old, but it still looks great.
Oh, I think that's putting wonderful.
So I think it's a great move by Fairmont Kealani. And the other thing, of course, to remark on with that particular hotel, it's an all-suite hotel. So you actually get two rooms. And one is a bedroom and a large-ish bathroom. And then you've got a whole living area with a kitchenette. And every room comes with a queen-sized convertible bed, which is a couch otherwise. So if a family wants to stay, they can stay in one room, or one suite, which is two rooms. I think it's worth it. The quality there is absolutely fabulous. You know, Accor hasn't been hugely represented in the US. It's been
Hawaii?
A European.
Or Hawaii.
Yeah. So we know Accor well. To have Accor on the Isle of Hawaii is fantastic. So I think it's a good story, Michelle. Hopefully along the way somewhere, this idea of personal social responsibility might sort of cut through and people might begin to appreciate. I hope the Aussies who are able to fly there with both Hawaiian Airlines and with Jetstar, which is the discount carrier of Qantas, I hope the Aussies that are going over there are not going to be loud Aussies and obnoxious, that they will have respect the local culture. And Hawaiian culture is actually quite a quiet culture. They're not in your face. It's a very quiet, respectful culture. If you act in the same way as you're being acted to or acted upon, then that's a good start.
I think that's the key to being a good guest. Be grateful and keep your mouth quiet and listen with your ears. Well, that's a Hawaiian way of doing things. It's to listen and learn. And
two ears, one mouth, hey?
There you go.
Use them in that proportion. No, that's fantastic, Michelle. Now, great to talk with you, and thank you for your contributions to Travel Writers Radio over the years. And, I know, I hope you won't mind me saying, I know you did it particularly tough over the past couple of years. You had fires in Oregon, then you had the lockdown, etc. And we felt for you. We were suffering similar things down here. So we really did feel for you and your family up there.
Thank you.
But, good to have you back chatting with us, and we look forward to a terrific 2022. Mele kalikimaka. Is that what they say?
They sure do. Mele kalikimaka. And haole makahiki ho. So that's, and Happy New Year or Happy New Season.
Michelle, great to speak with you, and we'll look forward to chatting with you next year.
And you too. Thank you so much.
Michelle Winner there, our Hawaii-born correspondent, was talking with me, and that piece also included comments from Alexis Eaton, Public Relations Manager with Fairmont Kealani. This is the Travel Writer Show.